Record. Podcast. Podcaster. Pod taint. You're a bringer of evil. The devil is never. Mangan. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Thank you for playing Deadpan number 166. We appreciate your download, and we'll be with you in just a few short moments. Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 166. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. not a deviant or a filthmonger or anything, but actually pretty mundane. What seems to be the problem? Well, I will tell you what, a lot of interesting things have gone on recently in my life, so there may need... In fact, there will be a brief segment later on where we get into some diary podcasting. Diarrhea! But I also have some excellent content, and while I confess it's been a little while since I've checked my ongoing log of hilarious deadpan ideas, I will consult with that and possibly throw in one or two of them. There's one actually that's been burning in my psyche for quite a long time. If you know anything about 20th century art and literature and the whole beatnik culture thing, as Espy proved that she was aware when she sent us a reading of Allen Ginsberg's Howl back, I think it was around Deadpan number 102 or 104, then you might get a kick out of one of the segments that if you don't hear it in this episode, you'll hear it in another. And for those eager to make ignorant negative condemnations, knowledge of Allen Ginsberg's poem and its dark imagery does not make you a deviant. It just means that you may have attended some College 102 literature courses. On with the motherfucking show.
May I have your attention, please?
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me.
Firefly, age 8 years old, missing since 2003. Have you seen this show?
Hello, nut job, party of one.
No, ma'am. I'm just the middleman.
The Middleman, age 2 years old, missing since 2008. Have you seen this show?
Where did you come from exactly?
I don't know.
Are you saying that you have amnesia but seem to know everything about everything else?
John Doe, age 8 years old, missing since 2003. If you have information on any of these missing shows or have noticed other shows that have gone missing, please contact Milk Carton TV at milkcartontv.com. Thank you for your cooperation.
Everyone, this is Chris from the Jesus Geeks, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Hello, Deadpan. This is CJ, and as I promised, I'm going to tell a story, and you may think it's a dumbass memory, because it's kind of a dumbass thing for me to do, but back then it didn't seem like it. So back in the 80s, video game arcades were like a way awesome place for young 13, 14-year-old girls like me to go... find cute guys to hang out with because they liked guys who played video games. Big shock there. So, anywho, there was this one arcade that was around the corner from a friend of mine's house, and they did have Dragon's Lair, which congrats to Van on eating that. I'm going to totally get that out. Anyway, so there was this guy who I, like, totally crushed all over, and he had been playing it, and so he was, like, always there playing it, trying to beat it, the video game. That's what he's trying to beat. And I was just standing there and rooting him on, like a total girly fan. I mean, do we do that anymore? I mean, do girls do that anymore? Hang over guys while they play video games and then, like, root them on to complete them, and I don't know. But anyway, so I used to go to the arcade and hang out, and one time he finally beat the game, and it was, like, a really big deal, and we were all excited for him and everything, but it was kind of anticlimactic, like, and it was just over. I was like, okay, and I didn't really have any reason to go back to the arcade. He didn't really live near me. He lived near my friend. So it was fun. That's really all I got. But it was an exciting story, I'm sure, for all of you. Okay, bye. Good pants away.
Hey, Pan. It's Paul, Maggie, in Minnesota. Hey, I'm sitting in a theater waiting for Jaws to begin. It looks like it may be the DVD blown up onto the big movie screen, but I've never actually seen Jaws, so this should be quite the experience. I'm here with my friend Mark.
Say hi, Mark. How's it happening?
All right, so I'll check back in with the Pan after the film's finished. The video is finished. Bye.
Do 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 do. The Questers from FPM, a serial by Amy Bowen, episode 13, Google Storm. Last time on The Questers from FPM, Your Majesty, we have returned from our journey to the underworld. I am most pleased to report to Your Majesty that we have retrieved the knowledge for which we were sent, and that we suffered no casualties during our quest.
My ballad retelling the events of our quest is already in progress. It promises to be very exciting.
Congratulations on your success, good noble citizens and honored guests. You have served the kingdom well, and you shall be honored as heroes deserve. However, I regret that I must inform you that the situation has changed while you were away. There is no Podango any longer.
And now, episode 13. Amy barely managed to keep her mouth from dropping open at the king's pronouncement. She fought down her emotions, forced herself to be neutral and diplomatic, and asked, "What happened, Your Majesty?"
Not long after you set out on your quest, there was a terrible Google storm. It obliterated all of Podango. A few survivors who were near the country's borders at the time managed to escape into neighboring countries. Because of that, your quest to the underworld was not in vain. The survivors of Podango need someone familiar with their culture to help them settle into their new countries. Not just the ones here in FPM, but the ones in all Podango's other neighboring countries, too. With all the knowledge you gained from the late Kristen Mayo, you shall be the one to help them.
Yes, Your Majesty.
The court and the kingdom will celebrate your and your companion's safe return and honor your achievement at a banquet tomorrow night. And then you may all rest for a few days. But after that, you must begin your new task. First, you must assist the survivors here in FPM. Travel to Pickleton, Liberarum, Nova Sonica, and Amphiria to do the same for the survivors there. Miss Ambassador, you must use your skills as a diplomat and knowledge of Podangan culture to help the governments of those nations manage the situation wisely.
Yes, Your Majesty. I understand.
One of the leaders among the survivors who came here is here at court, representing the interests of his people. He has agreed to assist you in your work here and to travel with you as your guide. He's waiting for you in the council chamber. I would have you speak with him after we've concluded our audience.
Yes, Your Majesty. And if I may ask, what of Ambassador Welch? Did she survive?
We do not know. If she did, she hasn't come to our court.
I see, Your Majesty.
Now, Master Ditto, where do you come from, and how did you come to join this party?
I come from the deep forests of Nova Sonica, like Rhea here. Like most shapeshifters, sorry, just got a frog stuck in my throat, I love to explore. I happen to be visiting the underworld, and just at the right time to see these people traveling through it. The gatekeeper of the home for infinite winners wouldn't let the whole party through the castle together. So I transformed into an invisibility shield and smuggled all of them in. After we left, I defended them in battle and helped them defeat their enemies, and they invited me to come back with them here.
What enemies?
Well, the minions of Evil Incorporated. They wanted to keep these people in the underworld to extract their life from their life energy.
I see. Thank you for your service, Master Ditto. The Kingdom of FPM is grateful for what you have done. You are welcome in my court.
I'm honored, Your Majesty, and am in your service.
Do you wish to continue to travel with this party when they set out on their next journey?
Yes, Your Majesty. I would like that very much.
Then you may do so. Miss Ambassador, on your new quest, you may bring along anyone you wish who is willing to go with you. Also, because of the difficult circumstances in which the region finds itself, I will increase your personal guard from 3 men to 9.
Yes, Your Majesty. Thank you.
I look forward to learning more about your quest during the festivities. You're all dismissed. Miss Ambassador, your assistant and guide awaits you. As for the rest of you, the footmen will lead you to your quarters where you may rest.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I humbly take my leave.
Hello, Pan. This is Paul Mackey again, and it's about 2:20 in the morning. I just finished watching Jaws. Excellent film. You know, don't know how I missed it before. Bunch of kids in prom dresses and tuxedos that were in attendance, all getting into their cars now. All right, kids, go home and fuck like minx. Or go to the hotel or whatever. Anyways, that's about it. I'm going to drive home and continue to stay awake. Tomorrow is my, tomorrow at 11 p.m. is my beginning of my first shift of overnight, and I'm going to try to stay up until at least 7 to 8 a.m. This coming morning here to make sure that I can do the shift. So, anyways, talk to you later. Bye.
This is Sean from the Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing podcast at adventuresinscifipublishing.com, and I'm Deadpan. Are you Deadpan? And here is your host, Jack Wilma Flintstone's vibrator, Mangan, of the Jack Mangan Deadpan podcast.
I'm downtown Denver, right? At my favorite watering hole, right? Watching the Bruins and Flyers 3-3 tied, right? And I go outside, right? And I'm thinking to myself, self, why are you here right now? What does it all mean? And then I figure, hey, let's call the Deadpan. And the moral of the story right now, as we speak, as we're watching the cars go by, as we're having a cigarette, and as we're a little bit buzzed, the moral story right now is Deadpan is the motherfucking way. And no one, I don't care who you are, you're going to take that away. No one will take that away. You got that? You got that. God bless. Corpus Christi. Bye-bye.
So, if Jay-Z and Mitch Albom collaborated on a book, would it be called The 99 People That You Meet in Heaven, But a Bitch Ain't One? Do you think if Mitch Albom's book was called Tuesdays with Jay-Z instead of Tuesdays with Maury, he'd say, I got 99 albums and a Mitch ain't one? And actually, you know what? That just completely exhausted the well of Mitch Albom and Jay-Z jokes.
I guess one of my favorite moments was when I met CJ in person. Who the hell knew we'd click like we do? And I'm looking forward to the future when we can deflower Albie.
That's a future memory there.
Wow. Save that for next year.
All right.
No, I'm hoping to do it later tonight.
Oh! So is it getting turned over to
me? Is that it? That's your favorite?
What more do you want? I'm like barely standing.
No, that was great. That was okay. Just checking.
Yeah, where to start?
How to follow up.
Yeah, right. Wow. This isn't going to be near as good, so. Well, the bits that kind of that stick in my mind are the Star Wars Duke of Hazzard mashup that we did, and we had several art mashups that were pretty inspired, but the Jedi with big belt buckles image kind of sticks in my mind.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was pretty funny. I laughed out loud about that. Beyond that, some of the talk on the board, I remember, you know, coming up with jokes with Alvy, and we tried to make Andrea laugh, and we were trying to come up with stupid jokes like, you know, when you get if you catch chlamydia in the back of a Volkswagen, you get the golf clap.
Yes. I remember that. That was good stuff.
You know, stuff like that. And then I enjoyed the Deadpan 100 with the ditto with the what was it, the Deadpan front with Jack kidnapped with the ransom. That was pretty funny. So just stuff like that. And and the chipmunks, that was truly inspired by Just a Joe. So yeah, good stuff.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay, I'm trying the underground route for a while. That scorpion is an asshole.
We had 829 comments this week, and here are some random selections. Vanamon says, actually, to be honest, most consumers don't give a fuck anyway, out of sight, out of mind. It's why it's not going to end well, ellipsis. SB says, speaking of books, I'm finally into the latest Dresden Files novel, Changes, Who Boy. Reaper says, my mother-in-law wants a e-reader, I just don't know what one to get. The only one I have ruled out so far is the Kindle. DJ Bunny says, nope, more zombies still, more death. DJ Bunny says, this is subtitled, now have to watch, read, and type. Ed from Texas says, the sleep is a lie. Started playing Portal last night with my kids. My daughter is often able to see the ways through before I do. Retro says, Nikki 6. Nomad Scry says, oh, the last 2 hours, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Those were about 42 Fs, by the way. Ditto says something even sillier. Ditto says, Hamster Huey and the Gooey Kerbluey. And the first comment, a.k.a. Greasy Nipple of the Week, Vanamon says, there is something not right here. Again, 829 is a pretty respectable number, considering we're on an unshow. Well, not that the fucking matters, we're just all chatting. So hopefully we'll all chit-chat and have a good time this week. I actually was not as active in the conversation as I usually am, but hopefully I'll be more free to chit-chat and hang out this week. All right, that's it. That's the end of the Greasy Nipple segment.
Oh my god, I fucking hate the Dave Matthews Band. Have I told you this? Jesus, Deadpan, I hate Dave Matthews. Oh my god. So my water bottle's fight my bar right now, right? And they're playing Dave Matthews. And even after like 8 beers, I can't enjoy Dave Matthews. And so I said to myself, self, go ahead and call Deadpan and just leave a blathering, drunken message. And it just is not working. Mainly because I love you, Jack.
Okay, Jack, before it gets too much later, here's at least the partial anthem that I owe from round one of the playoffs, a little modified version of The Kid Is Hot Tonight. Anyway, here we go. We heard he opened up a brand new door. Well, you know, that's what I'm looking for. We'll have to wait if it makes you shout for more. How do you like the Penguins? How do you like his show? How do you like the way he shoots and the way he scores? How do you like his image? How do you like his style? How do you like the way he looks and the way he smiles? And that's because the Penguins eliminated Ottawa from the playoffs, because Ottawa chokes yet again. So here's hoping for more interesting playoff games. Talk to you later. Bye.
This is my
deadpan,
and it freaks me out.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Retro. And even though my Detroit Red Wings beat the Phoenix Coyotes, which was sort of bittersweet for me, they got destroyed by the San Jose Sharks. And as a result, I owe a song to Jeremy from Seattle. So brace yourselves. Here it is.
Know the way to San Jose. I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend. You pack your car and ride away. Know the way to San Jose.
All right, and for those of you wondering why you've just heard two songs, well, I'm not going to explain it. It's just going to take too damn long. We all picked songs and teams in the NHL playoffs, songs associated with the teams in the NHL playoffs, and if your team loses, then you owe an anthem. So far, only Retro and Ditto, and actually Energizer Bunny, I should say, but Energizer Bunny's is going, her, she sent me her theme as well, but that's going to be held off until the next episode. The rest of you who had teams in this will need to get your songs to me. Get them recorded and send them to me. And you know what? Don't feel too bad, because I'm actually also behind on my obligations. I owe, because I picked the Phoenix Coyotes and they lost to the Detroit Red Wings, so I have to do either Running Down a Dream or Detroit Rock City. I also picked the New Jersey Devils, and because they lost to the Philadelphia Flyers, I have to do Fly Like an Eagle or Philadelphia Freedom. And actually, I will say that Amy Bowen had the two teams that played against each other in the first round, the Vancouver Canucks and the LA Kings. The Vancouver Canucks won, but Amy Bowen, it was Amy Bowen against Amy Bowen, really, in our bracket. So I would say that that's at Amy Bowen's discretion. And just FYI, completely unrelated, the name Amy Bowen anagrammed spells out a new Moby. Anyway, go ahead and get those themes to me. Energizer Bunnies is in there, and I'm actually going to do, there will be some bumper music for this little game we're doing, hopefully. But you should be hearing more of those in future Deadpan episodes. Anyway, let's get to the diary podcasting. All right, we had the local Leprechaun here in Arizona this past weekend. Good news and bad news about that. The good news, I got to meet George R.R. Martin, well-known author who actually our very own SB got me, made me aware of his works, I'm acquainted with his works through her, and I was able to have a couple of brief conversations with him, and actually I was even able to sit and conduct an hour-long interview with him, but the bad news is I wasn't able to record it, and that's kind of a shame because it would have been great for Deadpan, but alas. I did actually get a chance to let him know, however, that one of my uncles attended the same high school as him back in Jersey. We're all Jersey exports. More good news, I actually was able to take my two little ones with me to Leprechaun. And you know what? There's no downside to that. There's nothing bad about that. I was Masquerade MC, and also the halftime music, so I was able to perform some songs live. And thanks to help from the wonderful and lovely Coathalia, who, you know, actually is on Instant Messenger right now. So hold on one second. I'm going to talk. All right, I'm back. So yeah, so the kids were able to come on stage and dance around and be there. I was actually able to perform the song Keeper with them right there on stage. And that I can't tell you what an amazing feeling that was. For those of you not familiar with the song Keeper, I did a recent blog post about it. It's a song that I wrote while exiled from my children. Not sure if they would ever get a chance to hear the song, you know, recorded or live, and to be able to perform that before a room full of people with them on stage. And also they were even able to participate in the masquerade. So there they were on stage in cute costumes. You know, hearing a song that I'd written for them is just an amazing feeling. The other three songs in my set list were Skull Crusher Mountain, which also met with their approval and seemingly audience approval, and two songs not yet heard around Deadpan. There was a song about the Bride of Frankenstein, kind of a comedic song, and a Weird Al-esque parody involving Nine Inch Nails and Smurfs. And you know what? No, I don't have a Smurf obsession. Damn it.
You ready?
Wishy.
Jack Mangan. Deadpan.
Deadpan.
Podcast?
Podcast.
All right, some of us in the Deadpan community are a little bit more vocal than others and get a little bit more press than others, and that's cool. Just want to give a shout out to Kurt from St. George, who has sent in quietly sent in a lot of wonderful material over the years. Just sent me in a whole new batch of wonderful openings for the Deadpan. However, this particular opening of this episode was one that I put together just as a kind of a tribute to the man, Ronnie James Dio, who passed away about 4 days before this recording. Ronnie James Dio, whose voice was heard just about every day for a long stretch of my childhood, you know, just screeching out of my crappy one-speaker Emerson radio, much to the chagrin of my mother and sister. So there you have it. The world is actually, the world is a lesser place without Ronnie James Dio in it. 60 Lines Part 2. It's upon us. It's just about written. I will tell you the title. It is called 60 Lines 2, Lando Strikes Back. If you want to check out 60 Lines Part 1, then it was in episode, Deadpan episode number 160. Fuck. Hold on a sec. All right, it's in Deadpan number 162. The episode was called Wedged, and that one was about Wedge Antilles. This one's about Lando, as you can tell. All right, just it was a lot of fun. This new one is even more fun. It's even funner. I need to know by June 1st if you are interested in participating. For those of you who already kind of mentioned last time, can you please confirm? That would be awesome. Thank you. My email address is jack@jackmangan.com, or what also will work is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Or, you know, for any other kind of content, like the standard Deadpan stuff, like Dumbass Memories, or favorite song lyrics, or the contents of your fridge and that kind of thing, you can record them and send them to me, or call the voicemail line 206-350-8664. That's 206-350-TOMY. I actually have a couple of things lined up in the queue. I have a couple of contents of contributions, but, you know, more contributions are always welcome. It's a good way to mix up each episode and hear other voices other than my own. All right. Deadpan is not obscene, not about anything that mainstream society finds unacceptable or repulsive. Deadpan is a wonderful community of very intelligent people, you know, myself excluded, wonderful, creative, funny people, just enjoying each other's company, having a good time, a safe, harmless, fun environment. You know, it's become more than a podcast, and I say that with all modesty because it's not my doing. It's all the wonderful people who've kind of come around here. And anyway, and yes, Deadpan is the motherfucking way. All right, I'm not sure exactly what bit of music is going to close out the episode. I'm going to go pick something right now. But don't worry, Lopan, it's not going to be Dave Matthews. Good night, noises everywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you for enjoying Deadpan. Your confirmation number is 208-2-0-7-9-1-4-2-1-2-1. 8-1-5-5-5-5-5-5-1-3-8-7-6-5-4-3-0-1-4-8-1-8. Hi.